The inspiration, of course, was Glenn Campbell and his fight with Alzheimer's. What's really important is that we fight this disease, and that's why I'm here. You know, it's been quite a while since we broke up, but the love is so strong. We didn't get married, we didn't have kids. We've been apart for many years, and he's married someone else and had three kids. All that just doesn't change anything as far as what we had. It was Paris under the Eiffel Tower or in Zurich, Switzerland. Oh my gosh, that's pretty much all I can remember is the good stuff. Senator Rusty Crowe of Tennessee said, I got a song I want you to hear. He and a guy named Mike Rogers had written this song with Glenn and I in mind, and when I heard it, I said, wow, I really, really like that song. So I took the song and I just put my spin on it, and we decided to go in and record it. It's been over a year ago, and I really wanted to get the song out, and then finally got the video done because I just wanted to get this out as a last love song to Glenn. It was my heart in a song. Every word means so much, you know. If I could just see you one more time before you have to go, and if I'd have loved you like you were all that mattered in this whole world to me.
If I could turn back the hands of time.
I have to tell you a little secret. His oldest daughter took in her phone, and you know, she had to hide it, but she got it in, and she FaceTimed me. So Glenn's looking at the phone, and I'm like, Glenn, remember me? It's Tanya Tucker. Remember, dream lover. I'm just, well, we used to be so in love, and blah 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 blah, just rattling. Blah, blah, blah. And he looks at me on the phone, and all of a sudden he just kissed the phone. So that was, you know, all that was all I got, but that somehow was enough. You know? And so we released the song. The response has been unbelievable. It's been an overwhelming reaction to it. And it's the first new song that my fans have heard from me since, what, 2002, I think? So it's personal to me, but you know what? If it's a commercial success, if we make money, I just want it all to go to Alzheimer's research in Glenn's name. If we were able to maybe get this disease gone, all in the name of Glenn Campbell, you know what he's gone through in his family. Wow, I don't think there's a word for how I would feel. It'd be really wonderful to be a part of that.
I love you, Glenn.